You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am rejoined by my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
It's good to be here.
It is good to be here. Yeah. So it's interesting when just the psychology that goes on with finance and how people get in credit card debt. And I'm not saying this from a judgmental standpoint because I've been there before. I wasn't taught these principles. I learned a lot of these principles the hard way. And you and I have come up with our top six tips on how to pay down credit card debt once you're there.
Right. So the statistics are showing that there's the average family owes over $16,000 in credit card debt, which ends up being about $1 trillion in credit card debt for Americans.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
It's scary.
It's a lot. And so, I mean, I guess what it comes down to is, you know, it is a nice way to build up your credit portfolio. Like, what am I trying to think of?
Build up your credit rating. Because
the rate,
by rounding out your credit.
Correct.
You absolutely have to have
that out.
Have to have credit cards.
Right. Yep. And so then, you know, ideally is just to pay everything off would be good. But when you find yourself in the situation where you cannot pay it off, that's what we want to talk to you about.
Yeah, and if you think about from the general standpoint that you should never spend more money than you make, okay, as a general rule. And let's say if somebody has variable income where their income is up really high 1 month, down other months. So in those cases, there are going to be sometimes when somebody does have to spend more money than they make, but that's where credit card debt comes from. Okay, it comes from spending more money than you make. You're not using it out of your cash that you already have made, which is the best scenario. Like that's really the way that's the order it should come in. So you spent more money than you've made, and now you have credit card debt. Sometimes situations beyond your control. Sometimes just you're being irresponsible. Either way, you're there. So let's start with tip number one.
Number
Tammy.
One, and that is the avoiding lifestyle inflation. So we kind of get caught up, gosh, spit that out, right? To just try to stay with our friends, like keep up with our friends. If they have a boat, I want a boat. If I have new clothes, I need new clothes. And that can be really, really dangerous whenever you try to meet whoever's income. And here's the fake part about that is they may be in worse debt than you are.
So, I know plenty of people in $500,000 homes, $1 million homes that are in horrible financial shape.
Yeah. And so it's just really learning to be content with where you are and with a proper debt strategy and a savings plan, all in which that you can afford. And
living below your means.
Yes.
The first financial principle that we teach is to live below your means, and this is where it begins.
It is where it begins.
And if you have the credit card debt, now it's even more important than ever.
That's right. The next one is be real with yourself. So you want to go with that one, Doug?
Yeah, so be real with yourself. You have to get real about the situation. And what you find, Tammy, is that you know, people stop managing the little things when they get really far in debt. And it's the little things that frequently get you into trouble in the first place.
Right, and you know, burying your head in the sand, ignoring the debt, ignoring how you're using it. Oh, I'll pay that off. Or, you know, like you didn't have the $5 it took to buy whatever fast food restaurant you were at. I'll just put it on the credit card and I'll pay it off today.
Well, be real with yourself, because
like,
it's not going to pay itself off.
No.
It only gets, you know, that debt's only going to disappear by going through an experience. You know, you could really compare it a lot to trying to lose weight for somebody that you can be really determined to lose weight for a day or two, but then you want to go back to your eating habits and exercise habits that you had before. Well, spending is the exact same way. Just, it has to be something
right.
that you really internalize the need for change.
That's
you
right.
really want that change. Yeah. Get real with yourself about it.
Just reframe that story and everything else gets put on hold.
Well, the next one, number three on the list, is avoid eating out. Mm-hmm. And this really ties into what I said about managing the little things.
Mm-hmm.
If you do have to eat out, there are times that you can actually go eat out and not spend any more money than you would at home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I think you can go eat off the dollar menu at McDonald's for not too much more than you would for eating at home. Don't get a drink. Get waters. And, you know, Tammy, our kids get really mad at me sometimes, you know, because we'll go to Pizza Street, and if I don't let them get drinks, I mean, it probably is an extra 50% higher on the bill just for getting drinks.
Yep. And another place to eat out is mom's house, right?
Yes. So. Well, and even when you're eating at home, you can change how much money you spend on your food budget dramatically based on what you get and how much food waste you have.
That's right. That's right. So pay more than the minimum. So we get kind of look at that minimum payment as that's all I have to do. But really, it's about paying more to be able to get that. And, you know, because basically, let's face it, you're paying interest. And the average credit card interest rate is about 16.5%. And that's kind of, I guess it is the middle of the road there, but 9 times out of 10, it's going to be higher than that. And if you're just going to keep paying the minimum payment, you're paying interest on all that other debt.
You're never going to make progress if you only make the minimum payment.
Won't make headway.
Especially if you continue to use it.
Right, right. There's no way. Try to make a big payment.
Yeah, you have to pay more than the minimum payment.
Mm-hmm.
It's tip number four. Number five is to prioritize your debt by creating a debt snowball.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the only way you're going to get out of that debt is by prioritizing it, figuring out your two different approaches to this. One is to pay the smallest balance first. Okay, the second approach is the debt snowball, and that's to pay the highest interest rate first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you figure out, okay, my minimum payments, let's say your minimum payments are $500 a month, and you determine that you can put $600 a month toward it. So you have an extra $100. Which credit card is that $100 going to go to? You make minimum payments on everything except for one, and you put all your extra money toward knocking off that one credit card. And most effective way to do this is by using our debt snowball spreadsheet that we've made available to you on our website. If you visit smartwithyourmoney.com and search for the debt snowball, and in this blog post about our six tips to pay down credit card debt, we're going to have a link to it in there too, but it's in the resources section of smartwithyourmoney.com. So download Debt Snowball Spreadsheet. Let us know what you think on that.
Okay. And then the next and final one is leave the plastic at home.
It's great advice. If you don't have it with you, you can't charge on it.
That's right. So if you have trouble and you feel too tempted to use it, it's just better just to leave it at home. You don't have to cut it up. Just, you know, and definitely don't close the account, but because that's going to end up hurting your credit more. But just leave it at home. If you know that you're going out with your girlfriends to go shopping, just have cash in hand, and that's what you spend or whatever.
Yeah, I think sometimes we have to put protective measures to protect us from ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody has an alcohol problem, they may want to stay out of the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you have a shopping problem, you stay out of the department store, or you cut off your access to the money.
Right.
Don't bring the plastic with you.
Right.
Delete those credit cards out of your PayPal account, out of your Amazon account, out of all your online shopping too, so you can't just pick that.
Make it a little harder or more choices. Awareness, right?
Right, and I don't even like in your bank account, I don't like having overdraft protection
because
that's another way to spend more money than you make. So, Tammy, I deal with this stuff every day when it comes to helping people form debt strategies because my primary profession is the mortgage profession. Okay, the mortgage profession, mortgage is the largest indebtedness you're going to take on in your life in most cases. And I have a responsibility to help people professionally manage that debt. So I want to make sure the mortgage they select integrates into their long and short-term financial and investment plan, and we maximize their tax benefits. But it's really important to have a proper debt strategy when it comes to your mortgage and all of your debt. So where a financial planner helps manage the asset side, I help manage the debt side. So I sit down with people sometimes when I'm not even doing a mortgage for them. I mean, I just had an appointment just a few days ago with some friends, helping them do the same thing, is helping them get a debt strategy to get out of debt or pay the least amount of interest on all of their debt. So
that's
the lowest blended interest rate. So if you need that advice, reach out to me, 314-472-DOUG. That's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Or you can send me a contact form on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. All right, coming up, we are going to be talking about the biggest financial regrets that people have as they near retirement. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.